This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
George Orwell wrote, the most powerful form of a lie is the omission. Well, we just tell it like it is and let the chips fall where they may. Here's Paul Watson's new satire character. It's up on Infowars.com. The truth about trans everything.
Hey, y'all. My name is Mandiana, and I'm a gender fluid, two-spirit, transracial, Muslim atheist, Overton feminist, anti-racist, social justice warrior. And I want to reveal to you my trans odyssey and how I've overcome hatred and bigotry to truly embrace who I really am. On Mondays, I identify as cisgender white male. This is so I can lecture everyone on Twitter about how they need to check their white privilege and their sexist, patriarchal, racist rhetoric. Some people say I do this because I am a white knight and because I... And in my perfect world, their misogyny would not be tolerated. On Tuesdays, I identify as transracial, just like my heroine, Rachel Dozio. Hey, Rachel! In my heart, I truly know I am African-American. Transracial, on Tuesdays, has really come in handy when applying for educational
positions.
Because of all the wonderful
opportunities. I'm not mad at Paul, and he can do what he wants with his YouTube channel. But this is one of his more racy ones, and so we're delaying that for radio stations because things are so politically correct. But pretty funny, Paul. It'll certainly certainly get people talking. But finishing up with this, they've taken our real rights away to an economy, to health, to a family, to not having a devalued currency, to having privacy. And they're replacing it with faux rights. And putting people into little servile groups. This is the broken coalition plan for the planet that Larry Nichols talked about. Go ahead.
No, that's exactly what they've done with the fat pride movement. They've created a whole social justice movement based around a condition that's incredibly unhealthy and leads to premature death. To the point now where in Britain recently we had a poster campaign for a company called Protein World, which featured a thin, shapely model, and it said, "Are you beach body ready?" This created a massive controversy. It was defaced by feminists. They actually put in a bomb threat against the company. Of course, it completely backfired. They made about £1 million more than they would have done otherwise. Now they're putting it up in New York. But again, feminists will openly promote something that's incredibly harmful to women, obesity, and then label it as some social justice cause while ignoring all the genuine threats to women's rights. Saudi Arabia banning female drivers, female genital mutilation.
In fact, I was about to mention this. Kuwait court orders female activists jailed for criticizing Amir, AFP, zero coverage of women not allowed to drive. They'd rather lecture the West where women got all their freedom. Let's face it, the West isn't perfect, but the West brought so much freedom to the world, so we kind of henpeck ourselves that we weren't perfect, and then these feminists worship the radical Islamicist.
Yeah, and they create this complete fabrication that there's a rape culture in the West. They say that 1 in 4 women are raped. Completely bogus statistics. And in the Middle East and Africa and these places where there is an actual rape culture, it's completely ignored.
But those men aren't white, so it's okay.
Yeah, and this is all coming out of the education system. Hillary Clinton's going to run on the gender pay gap myth. So when people say, oh, why don't you just ignore these people? Well, no, they actually now have influence. This is all coming up out of the education system. Hillary's going to run on this feminist platform. So gender relations are going to get worse, just as race relations have got worse under Obama when Hillary gets in.
That's it's all divide and conquer. Well, your video is very interesting, Paul. Don't get too racy now. We have a family-friendly transmission, but great job. They'll be back with Peter Schiff and the World Economy.
Not available in California, Louisiana, and Virginia.
Listeners, do you have startup capital and want to invest in a booming business with incredible profit and growth potential? The opportunity is now because Fresh Healthy Vending, the number one healthy vending franchise in North America, is looking for a few business-savvy, healthy-minded people right here in the local area to become Fresh Healthy Vending franchise owners. We're growing so fast that we've had hundreds of new franchise owners in the last few years alone. Now you can join them. This area has a huge demand for fresh, healthy, organic snacks on the go, and that's exactly what you'll be selling with your Fresh Healthy Vending machines. We've already identified prime, high-traffic locations that are perfect for healthy vending machines. Now we just need the right people to join our franchise network and help Fresh Healthy Vending continue to boom. If this sounds like you, go to readyforfresh.com today and enter code 2121. We'll send you a free owner information kit. Plus, as an added bonus to new franchise owners, sign up today and receive 25% off franchise fees. Just go to readyforfresh.com and enter code 2121. That's readyforfresh.com, code 2121.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Schiff is an American businessman, investor, broker, author, financial commentator. He's the CEO and chief global strategist of Europe Pacific Capital, Inc., a broker-dealer based in Westport, Connecticut. And I'm not going to go over his whole bio. He's well-known on the financial shows, made a lot of accurate predictions, raised billions of dollars in his fund, Europac.net. He is a strong supporter of the Austrian School of Economic Thought, first introduced to him by his father that has been fighting this whole tyranny for about 45 years, I should add that. And he joins us for the balance of the hour. There is so much to get into. I want to ask him what he thinks is front and center. But first off, mainstream media is saying global collapse by the end of the year, next year. Much of the world's already collapsed if you're in the third world. I mean, it's just unprecedented. Middle East, Africa, Latin America. It goes from depression to recession. Just pick your poison. Japan never came out of their recession. But some will point at our economy and go, oh, it's great. Yeah, 0.2% growth rates earlier in the year and That's with cooked numbers. So remember, we've got a lot of cooked numbers. I want things to be good. I don't want the bubble to pop, but we are on the biggest bubble in history. And then now we've got headlines like this. Top CEO warns of global reset. It's in the cards for sure. It could happen this year. Bloomberg is reporting on Texas wanting its billion in gold back from the private Federal Reserve. Germany's asked for its gold back. That's Bloomberg. They won't give it back. The Chinese. Then The Guardian reports that a lot of billionaires, including top insiders, are fleeing Israel, fleeing the U.S., and going to New Zealand. A lot of Hollywood folks are going there. I told you that first 5 years ago. Is this just hysteria and they've jumped the gun? Or can this bubble go on forever? Ron Paul came out. We played the clip Friday. It made headlines all over the world, from the Financial Times of London to RT to CNBC. Ron Paul, quote, economy will soon have a day of reckoning when you'll see the very, very big crash. I think we've got the congressman coming up later in the week or next week. That's being lined up right now, our former congressman. So that's setting the table here that I'm not saying there's going to be a collapse. I hope there isn't one. But I've never seen so many mainline people saying it, with now AP reporting the Secretary of Defense is sending commandos to basically fight the Russians. Let's not pick a side in this. This is crazy, though. I mean, we're in their backyard. It's just wild. Our government backing the Muslim Brotherhood, Al-Qaeda light all over the Middle East. I mean, I've been doing this 20 years, and I thought I had seen it all. This is the craziest government's ever acted. Peter Schiff, am I overstating it, understating it? I mean, as an expert, as a smart guy, you know, proving himself in the real world, what are you doing for yourself? I mean, how would you boil it down? Where are we?
Well, first of all, Alex, it's not about wanting the bubble to pop, because all bubbles inevitably pop. The problem is, the bigger they get before they do pop, the worse it is. So we should want the bubble to pop now. It should have popped years ago. Had it popped years ago, we would have been able to solve our problems instead of making them worse. So unfortunately, we have delayed the day of reckoning, and there's a lot more to reckon with. And, you know, what Congressman Ron Paul was talking about, and of course I've been a fan of his for a long time, it's nothing new. I mean, this collapse has been a long time in the making. It's just that we're now closer to it because of all the things that we've done to delay that day of reckoning, but that have simply worsened the very problems that make that day of reckoning necessary.
Sure. What do you say to people? Because I've seen this said about you, said about me, everybody. You're going to create bad confidence and make it pop as if we're the ones that did this.
No, it's not all about confidence. If we just believe in something that's phony, that it's just going to sustain itself. I mean, that is the problem. Too many people believe all this nonsense, which is one of the reasons that it's gotten so out of control. But as a result, all the problems have been exacerbated. And the fact that we've been able to borrow all this money from around the world and spend it just means that we've got a bigger problem. Just like, look, there's Greece is in the news today because they're trying to solidify a bailout. But the reason the Greeks got themselves into such a big problem is because for years they kept borrowing money at artificially low interest rates. Well, we've made the same problem. It's just that our creditors haven't figured it out yet, and so they're still willing to loan us money even though we can't pay any of it back.
Well, they're clearly scared that if they don't prop us up, it'll bring everything down. But that only adds to Washington's hubris and bizarre arrogance.
Well, yeah, and of course, the longer it takes, the more false confidence it builds. And, you know, a lot of people have begun to criticize me over the last few years, saying, oh, Peter Schiff, and of course, not just me, but other people, have been predicting this gloom and doom. And you see, nothing bad has happened, and so they're wrong. But meanwhile, a lot of bad stuff has happened. We have this phony recovery. The real economy is weakening despite all of the doctored up statistics. The average man in the street is worse off. His net worth is going down. He's got a lower paying job. He's got no savings. He's loaded up with debt. This thing is a ticking time bomb. The fact that the fuse is a little bit longer than some of us might have guessed doesn't undercut the reality.
It just means of all the new banking manipulations and insider trading and derivatives and all the rest of it, they've been able to prop it up longer. But every analyst out there pretty much says that when it finally goes under, unless you're talking about Krugman or something, that it's going to be spectacular. What does it signify then that so many mainline analysts and people and even folks that pushed all this Keynesian economics garbage are now saying we're in deep trouble, wealth inequities, and all the rest of it. It seems like they're trying to have their cake and eat it, too. That signifies to me that we are getting close to the bubble popping.
Well, the fact that so many people refuse to acknowledge that there's a bubble in the first place is more is a good contrarian indicator. But you've got to remember that they never see the bubbles, right? The Federal Reserve certainly never sees them. They're always in denial even after they pop. You know, go back to the Great Recession, the 2008 financial crisis. Nobody at the Fed saw that coming. In fact, by mid-2008, they still had no recession anywhere in their forecast, despite the fact that we were 7 months in to the greatest recession since the Great Depression. They were clueless. Even we talked about, you know, you mentioned earlier the negative GDP in the first quarter. Well, halfway through the first quarter, the Fed was still predicting growth of near 3%. So they have no idea what's going to happen. And even if they do, the last thing they're going to do is admit it. If they see problems on the horizon, they're going to deny it. They're going to pretend everything is great because they do believe it's a confidence game. And the last thing they want to do is pierce that confidence bubble.
What do you make of all the bizarre geopolitical actions that are going on? Is that an attempt to shore up the dollar, A, and then B, for lay folks out there, what is the bubble or bubbles, and what type of event do you think could precipitate that? Why are they saying, so many analysts now, the end of this year is a prime zone for a bubble pop?
Well, I didn't even know that many analysts were saying that. I think that's still probably a small minority of opinion. Most of the analysts are still cheerleading this phony recovery. They're convinced that it's real. But, you know, when you put your finger on the dollar, that's been a big key to this. The dollar has had a very, you know, significant rise over the last couple of years, although it hasn't been rising since March. It kind of peaked out in March. But the basis of the dollar rally was the false confidence in the U.S. economy and the generally held view that the Fed was now going to start raising interest rates and shrinking down its balance sheet because it had fixed all the problems. Well, the reality is it didn't fix the problems. It made them all worse. And so now it can't shrink its balance sheet. It can't raise interest rates without precipitating a worse financial crisis than 2008. The markets haven't come to terms with this reality yet, but eventually they will figure out that this is all talk, that the Fed can't raise rates because we're too addicted to cheap money. We're going to have another injection of QE4 to keep the bubble from deflating. And when that happens, the bottom will drop out of the dollar, and that's what's going to usher in the real crash that I wrote about. It's a, you know, the title of my most recent book, you know, The Real Crash, America's Coming Bankruptcy, How to Save Yourself and Your Country, is all about the economic collapse that happens when the bottom drops out of the dollar because reality finally sets in.
I want to spend a lot of the time today on your book and tell folks if they want to really get prepared where to get it. I mean, I just feel so bad because, I mean, historically, there's no way this will go on forever. As you said, the longer it goes on, the worse it's going to get. The Real Crash, How to Save Yourself and Your Country, Peter D. Schiff, New York Times bestselling author, on with us right now. Before we go to break, though, surely you've seen the articles. You manage a lot of rich people's money. London Guardian, you name it, admits what we already knew, with a lot of rich people are getting armored redoubts in the Ozarks or in Montana or in New Zealand, or they're building safe houses. They're acting really paranoid. They're pulling cash out. They're pulling gold out while criticizing gold. What do you make of that fear under the surface, or is it not that bad?
Well, look, I think there's a lot of reasons to be concerned. I mean, some people might be more concerned than others to the extent that they have these types of plans. But, you know, some people might think that's radical. But I think what's even more radical is thinking everything is great and doing nothing to protect yourself. You know, the vast majority of wealthy people aren't going to be wealthy in a few years. They're going to be wiped out. I mean, they may have all of their dollars. You might still have millions of dollars in treasuries and, you know, in CDs or in your annuities or wherever
you got the money. It's like having a trunk full of Confederacy notes at the end of the Civil War.
Yeah, it'll be the same thing, or like having a wheelbarrow full of Reichsmarks or a bunch of Zimbabwe dollars. I mean, people have to understand that the history of fiat currency is not good. And people that don't perceive and act upon these threats, you know, end up with severe losses. And, you know, the U.S. government has borrowed way beyond its capacity to repay. The only avenue politically expedient is inflation. And it is going to happen. And I think we're on the doorstep of a currency crisis that will wipe out the wealth of the vast majority of Americans who are foolish enough to store their wealth in U.S. currency. So what I'm helping my clients to do, the wealthy and not so wealthy, is to get their financial assets out of harm's way.
All right, let's talk about that when we come back. We got to go to break. Peter Schiff's our guest. I want you to come back and walk through some of the basics. Obviously, folks can read about it in the book or check out your site. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Now, a twice-as-nice Twin Kit special offer from Complete H2O Minerals for all GCN listeners. Get a Complete H2O Minerals Twin Kit with 33 different minerals, vitamins, and amino acids all in a liquid form. Enough for two people for 1 month. Regular price, $89.95. But now, Complete H2O Minerals is offering the Twin Kit for $69.95. And all GCN listeners receive a bonus 16-ounce bottle of Ionic Silver absolutely free with free shipping. A $120 total value. Hurry, limited time offer. Call 803-794-4767 or click CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
Honey, it's time for dinner. What are you doing over there on your computer?
I'm shopping for a new wallet. Mine is falling apart. Hey, did you know there's a company called ID Stronghold that makes shielded wallets to prevent electronic pickpocketing?
Oh, I didn't realize there was such a thing as electronic pickpocketing. What is that?
Well, apparently, many of the new credit and debit cards being issued have radio chips inside them called RFID that transmit our banking information to card readers when we pay. Unfortunately, a bad guy can also get one of these readers and go around the city scanning people, collecting their credit card numbers and personal information without us knowing it.
Wow, that sounds scary. Since you're getting a new wallet anyway, you should definitely get an ID Stronghold shielded wallet. Are they more expensive?
No. In fact, I can get a shielded leather wallet from IDStronghold.com for the same price or less than regular unshielded wallets from other stores.
Sounds great. My wallet isn't falling apart yet, but let me pick one out too. I want to be protected, and these wallets at IDStronghold.com look fantastic.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Peter Schiff of Europac.net is our guest, best-selling author, fund manager, made a lot of accurate predictions, predicted a few years ago that we'd see a larger collapse in the West than we've seen so far, but that's what a lot of other people said. I mean, we've never seen a bubble that I've studied in history get this big, that's across the board, in bonds and in the currencies and just everywhere. It is la-la land, because when the music stops, it's going to be spectacular. So I want to ask him in the next segment what he thinks different scenarios are, collapses could look like. Not predictions, but you know, what they could look like, how we can protect ourselves individually. We're going to talk about that right now in his book. But at the same time, I've just got so many questions, because I wish there was some way to stop the bubble. I mean, he makes the point that it needs to go ahead and just pop. I wish there was a way to just freeze it and then slowly deflate it. He was saying earlier it needed to pop a long time ago. That's what Ron Paul and others are saying as well. How would we have gotten out of this if we would have popped it 3, 4, 5 years ago? And how would have that been better versus now?
Well, you know, the last good opportunity to pop it was in the aftermath of the bursting of the real estate bubble and during the financial crisis of 08-09. Unfortunately, there was more pain that needed to be had at that time. And a lot of people who speculated should have lost a lot of money. There should have been a lot of financial institutions that should have been allowed to fail. And a lot of people should have lost a lot more money than they did. Instead, you know, the middle class suffered, and a lot of the wealthy people who gambled so badly with cheap money from the government were rewarded for all their risk taking. And now they're taking even more risk. But, you know, you can't just slowly deflate a bubble. Right? You gotta let it pop. That is the problem, because the bubble, the activities that comprise the bubble are preventing legitimate economic activity from taking place. So as the Fed directs resources or misdirects resources to sustaining bubbles, the resources that are necessary for legitimate economic growth, wealth creation, good paying jobs, those resources are no longer available. So the quicker the bubble pops, the better. The problem is the political carnage here is too much for anybody to want to own up to. So instead, we kick the can down the road. But, you know, we're rapidly running out of road, and that can is, you know, getting bigger and bigger.
Certainly well said. And, I mean, obviously it needs to pop. It should have popped. Folks don't want the political pain. But when it does collapse, what do you expect it to look like? I mean, a lot of the public really are spoiled brats, and it's so wrong to take taxpayer money and our children's future to bail out billionaires and yuppies and people. I mean, that really is obscene. And will they get away with another banker bailout next time that's 3, 4 times bigger? I mean, maybe they've set up a scenario where everything has to be sacrificed to this black hole.
Well, I think the one thing that will be sacrificed is the value of the dollar. And, of course, everybody will suffer who is not prepared. But I think the government is already all in on this bad monetary policy. They are going to, you know, keep this monetary pedal to the metal at all costs. So they're going to keep interest rates at zero or practically zero. They're going to do QE4. They're going to do QE5. They're going to do everything they can to stop the real estate bubble from deflating, to stop the stock bubble from deflating, to stop the bond bubble from deflating, to keep this whole house of cards propped up as long as possible. And what they have to do is sacrifice the dollar in order to sustain everything else. But ultimately, when the dollar goes, everything goes, because it doesn't matter if you still have your money in the bond market if the money isn't worth anything, right? So once the dollar collapses, because they have to print so many of them to keep all the other bubbles from bursting, then the dollar bubble is ultimately the one that goes, and that does the most damage, because what it's going to do is dramatically increase the cost of living. I mean, the Federal Reserve is pretending there's no inflation right now, but the average American knows how much his cost of living is going up. Well, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till the cost of living doubles, triples, quintuples, or more as a result of a plunging dollar. Americans are going to see their standard of living permanently reduced in a very dramatic way.
And I would expect massive crime waves.
Well, probably. We already have, you know, a lot of crime, but it's going to get a lot worse, especially when people start blaming somebody. You know, we've created a society of entitlement where people just expect that they've got something coming to them and where they don't get it. You know, when all these government benefits are no longer valuable because they don't buy anything, because there's nothing available to buy with dollars, yes, a lot of people are going to be frustrated and they're going to take those frustrations to the streets.
Massive civil unrest, which the government, not just here but around the world, are gearing up for. And I know, Peter, you like to say it's incompetence, but at a certain level, it's a mix of incompetence and organized thought here. Because, I mean, the Pentagon admits they're preparing for civil unrest and collapse. So do the British intel. I want to ask you about that when we come back and get into your book, what you recommend people do to protect themselves. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver. Silver 2015 for 30% off of your entire order, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Your liver can be full of fatty deposits, built-up toxins, and even dangerous objects known as liver stones. We worked with the top developers in the field of detox to take tried and true herbs and other compounds known to safely cleanse the liver and fuse it with the latest research and technological development on concentrating these ingredients to give you the maximum effect. Liver Shield is the only liver support product on the market that uses a patented Spigerex blend of powerful organic herbs that support detoxification. And when you visit InfoWarsLife.com, see the instructional video on how to do a 6-day liver detox. This isn't a game, and let me tell you, the results are dramatic. Liver Shield is totally organic and made of the safest high-quality herbs. But that said, you need to consult your physician before you do the full detox. Liver Shield can also be used daily by itself for overall upkeep of the liver. Secure your Liver Shield today exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com for the lowest price available. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing into my little world.
Power Reviews Express is one of the biggest third-party review sites, like Yelp or any of those. We have it embedded at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, on all of our products so you can review them. And we've even been contacted by the folks over there saying we've never seen someone with a 99 across the board. And I think that shows our listeners love us. We're talking about tens of thousands of reviews. Some of the products have thousands apiece, hundreds of products at InfoWarsStore.com. It's how we fund our operation. But in the nutraceutical area, it's a 5.0. And we've had this for about 6 months, and the crew kept saying, why don't you point out the reviews at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com? Look at just a few of the X2 reviews. This is from Portland, Oregon, Sue. Detoxing, so I know it's working. Want to buy some for everyone I love. Waking up, not hungry, and alert. Looking forward to what's coming next. Could feel the toxins being pulled out of my hands. No ibuprofen in a week. Blood pressure down. In a good mood. If you care about your health, order some today. These are third-party reviews, folks. We don't make medical claims as a nutraceutical. It is pure, earth-sourced iodine. Not the stuff out of the ocean, not the stuff mixed with a bunch of other crap, not the stuff that tastes horrible and eats holes in your stomach. Your thyroid is full of bad halogens, fluoride, bromine, all this other crap. Why do they say seafood's good for you? It's got some iodine in it. And we're selling out of it. We've had it out for a few years. People just absolutely love it. That's just one of the reviews. Here's one more. We'll go back to our guest. This is from Gaming.org, New Mexico, USA. This product is everything said about it. Warning, if you have high libido, you might want to think twice before trying it. It's that powerful. And then it just goes on. Here are these reviews. I don't want to write a lengthy review, but I will say that the product is bleeping hardcore. I lift every day, and the stuff has boosted me to a maximum energy. You have to try it. It's not just listen to reviews. It's awesome. InfoWarsLife.com. And here's the deal. Talk to your physician beforehand, because if your thyroid's full of a bunch of other bad stuff, I mean, I detoxed 2 weeks into it for about a week. It felt terrible. And then I had so much more energy. InfoWarsLife.com. And it'd be like if you didn't have vitamin C, you'd have holes in your arms and your teeth would fall out. And if you took it, you know, it's amazing. But when you first have scurvy, you take a bunch of vitamin C, you can get sick at first. It's not rocket science. Most people are deficient in iodine. It's hard to get pure sources of it. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the books, the films, the T-shirts, the high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, all of it funds this media operation. We're self-funded, unlike MSNBC that gets banker bailout stimulus money, or NPR that gets taxpayer money, or the big banks that get bailout money to give the media money. We are funded by folks that believe in what we're doing and support the First Amendment, so thank you so much. Europac.net. I'm going to try to shut up and give Peter Schiff for about 15 minutes of this segment that's left. It's a long segment. The floor to really get into what he thinks is most important, to talk about how he's protecting himself, what he's telling his clients. You can also go to Europacific if you'd like to be one of his clients. I want to give him the floor so it's not just me here, a layman, asking the questions. We're going to go to him in a second. But first, since I mentioned it, because I noticed on InfoWars.com a comment on one of the articles going, I just heard Jones say that Ron Paul says the stock market's going to be in trouble soon. You know, I didn't hear that. So we'll just play the clip from last Thursday on Ron Paul's own TV show where he said it. It's all over the news. And just because people are ignorant and don't know about it doesn't mean we're lying. Here's what Ron Paul had to say.
It could be tomorrow, it could be a month, it could be a couple years from now, because it all depends on a psychological acceptance of the system. So a lot of people who are still making a lot of money know the system is not going to last, but they figure, well, if everybody else thinks it's going to last, they just keep owning bonds and buying stocks. Today they're buying stocks, and yet next week they may sell them all again. So, no, I don't think there's any way to know what the time is, but you know, after 35 years of a gigantic bull market in bonds, believe me, they cannot reverse history, and you cannot print money forever and deceive the markets forever. Eventually, the markets will rule, and that's only a question of when that will happen. And, of course, I run a little bit scared because I think there will be a day of reckoning.
Let's get your comment on that, and then I want you to cover the angles you think are most important, Peter Schiff.
Well, of course, you know, Ron Paul has been giving these warnings for a long time, as have I. You know, you remember Ron Paul was warning about the problems at Fannie and Freddie, you know, as early publicly as 2002. Of course, it took until 2008 for those warnings to come to fruition. But, you know, whenever you understand a problem, you always understand it early. And that allows your critics to claim that you're wrong, because the problem gets bigger while you're warning about it. But, of course, then when it blows up, they claim that nobody could have predicted this, and they call the people who did, well, they're stop clocks. You know, they've been saying it for so long, and so who cares? But the only stop clocks are the people who constantly try to tell us that everything is fine and that the government has solved our problems and that the Federal Reserve is doing the right thing. So Ron Paul is right. I think the problem is even bigger than he's publicly letting on. I think, you know, he's afraid to really say just how bad it really is, but it is pretty bad. And yes, we don't know exactly when it's going to happen. And, you know, one thing I want to point out, you mentioned before the break that you thought that this is kind of being done deliberately by our leaders, like they're set out to wreck the country. You know, our leaders are so incompetent, I don't think they can do this by design. If they actually wanted to wreck the country, we'd probably be in good shape because they would achieve the opposite. So I think it's a case, you know, it's a case of bad intentions. You know, they think they're doing the right thing, and then they get committed, and they're committed to a strategy, and they get deeper and deeper and deeper into it because they never want to acknowledge that they were wrong. So rather than admitting the mistakes, they keep on, you know, doubling down on the same losing strategy. And ultimately, it is going to blow up. And your listeners need to do something. They need to take action, because we don't know when this day of reckoning is going to come. It could come next week. It could come next year. But, you know, you could either prepare too early or too late. And too late isn't going to work. So you got to be too early.
There's so many questions I could ask, but I'd like to get into what you think is front and center, what you'd like to impart to the audience. I mean, obviously, I could ask the question of, if they're not trying to wreck things intentionally, they certainly profit off the crises, though, every time, because they always get bailed out.
Oh, yeah, look, they never want to let a crisis go to waste. And you know, I always remember, you know, what Harry Brown used to say about, you know, the government is great at breaking your leg and then handing you a crutch and saying, you see, without me, you couldn't walk. So, yes, the government always benefits from the poverty they cause, because now the impoverished look to government for a solution. And so, yes, I mean, it's a self-perpetuating spiral where the government benefits from its own mistakes. But people have to wake up to the reality that it is the government that broke their leg. And without the government, they would have two good legs, and they wouldn't need this ridiculous government crutch. And they'd be hobbling around on it and thanking the government for this crutch, when instead of, you know, they could thank the free market for having two healthy, strong legs that, you know, where they wouldn't need any kind of crutch. But that's not going to happen, right? We're going to have this crisis. There's nothing you can do about it. There's nothing I can do about it. There's nothing your listeners can do about it. We can't stop it, but we can certainly prepare for it ourselves and limit the damage to ourselves so that we're in a position to help clean up the mess.
When could we have stopped it? When could we have stopped it?
You and me? Never. They're not going to take us seriously. We're going to be relegated to the fringes.
Sure, but I meant the system. I mean, if they weren't insane, when could they have... currently, what would smart economic policy be from your perspective? No one can deny free markets. Only problem is it creates so much wealth, our kids become spoiled brats. I mean, communism is a joke. Socialism is a disaster. Free market creates just over-the-top wealth, prosperity, choices. And so that's why every spoiled, rotten, you know, college kid who hadn't worked in three generations badmouths it, because they're idiots. But, you know, so many spoiled, rotten kids are part of the communist brigades now, literally here in Austin, marching around with red flags. It's hilarious if it wasn't so scary. I mean, I'm kind of ranting here. It's just free market works so good. Why aren't we doing it? And meanwhile, the free market's getting blamed for people that aren't following it.
Yeah. You know, it's not popular with the voters. That's the problem. Politicians promising freedom don't get elected. They want to promise something for nothing. But the good news is capitalism works so well that as soon as we try it, right, we can really solve these problems very quickly. I mean, look how some of these countries like Japan or West Germany, look at how quickly they rose from the ashes of the Second World War. I mean, their countries were bombed, you know, back to the Stone Age.
Nothing was standing.
Yeah, so we are not in a situation anywhere near that bad. All we need is the freedom to pull ourselves out of this government-created, you know, gigantic hole. But, you know, we still dig it deeper because politically that's the easiest thing to do. But when could we have stopped it? Look, we could have stopped it any time there was the political will to stop it. But unfortunately, there's been people around the world willing to loan us more money so that we don't have to do it. It's like, when is a drug addict, you know, finally go to rehab? Normally, he has to hit rock bottom before he does that. His wife has to leave him. He's got to lose his job. You know, he wakes up in, you know, in the street somewhere. He has no memories. He's in a pile of his own vomit and urine. And then maybe finally, when he's lost it all, he finally goes into rehab and maybe gets his life turned around. We're probably going to have to reach that point as a nation. That's the point. But individually, we don't have to do that, right? We could get rid of our dollars now. There are countries around the world. People could invest in places like Switzerland and Singapore and New Zealand and Hong Kong and other countries around the world. They're not nearly as screwed up as we are. Their currencies are in better shape. Their economies are in better shape. They have more economic freedom than we do. You can buy gold. You can buy silver. You can own assets around the world. So you don't have to go down with this ship. And so you're in a lifeboat yourselves, and you can help other people out of the water so that they don't drown.
I know you don't give like individual advice over the air. It's impossible. But let's say, you know, hypothetical person out there, whatever hypothetical scenario you come up with, what would you be doing right now to protect your assets? Where do you think the best investments are? What do you think is going to be in trouble during this implosion? What's going to be doing good during the implosion?
Yeah, well, I think all dollar-denominated assets, particularly debt instruments, are going to lose the most in terms of real purchasing power. And what I would invite your listeners to do is individually talk to our representatives at Euro-Pacific Capital, europac.com. You know, we tailor portfolios for people. You know, our minimums for my mutual funds are as low as $2,500. And I have mutual funds that are designed specifically to protect you from the problems that I see coming. And then we have separately managed accounts where the minimums are $250,000. And we have solutions, you know, for people in various amounts of money, $50,000, $100,000. The important thing is to protect the purchasing power of what you work so hard to save. A lot of people are going to watch the value of their savings evaporate. So many people are focused on preserving their principal. I don't want to lose any money. Well, that's not going to do you any good if your money loses value. So you've got to think outside the box, and you've got to prepare for the real crisis that nobody is worried about, that nobody has predicted. People are thinking, oh, what if the stock market crashes? What if the real estate market crashes? Those were the last bubbles that burst. This one is much bigger. And even if those bubbles don't burst, because the Fed fills them with so much air by printing so much money, it's not going to matter when the dollar collapses. That is the biggest threat that people face, particularly if you're planning on retiring. You know, I think retirement in America is going to go the way of the single family household. You know, once upon a time in America, if you were a guy and you had a job, your wife didn't need to work. Now most people's wives have to work and they can still barely make ends meet. But at one time, Americans could actually stop working and enjoy their golden years. That's not going to happen anymore. I mean, you know, pretty soon if somebody sees somebody retired on an old sitcom, they're not even going to know what that is. It's like, hey, why is that person not working? What are they doing? You know, why don't they have a job? You know, oh, that's called retirement. That used to happen in America. But, you know, nobody retires. People are going to have to work every day until they drop dead because they're not going to be able to have enough purchasing power to buy the things that they need to sustain themselves in retirement. So those are the people who are most important. You know, you mentioned the young people. The young people can leave. They can pick up and move out of this country. Just like my grandparents came here looking for opportunity, our grandkids can leave in pursuit of the same thing. It's the people that can't leave, that have already spent a lifetime working to build up a nest egg. You know, that nest egg can crack. It'll be rotten if you don't do something to protect it.
It's so sad, and of course, what's taken our money and devalued it is all this inflation, and it's all the regulations and bureaucracy to where people have to work so many jobs. It's clear big government regulations, insider groups being exempt, has caused this uneven playing field. I have two questions for you, Peter Schiff. Again, folks, Europac.net, who's joining us here, major fund manager. Why are the Texas government and other governments asking for their gold from the Federal Reserve? Why is the New York Fed saying we're not going to give it to you, or we're going to give it to you a little bit a year over the next decade? What does that expose? Why do we hear all these big banks calling for an end of cash? calling for, you know, bail-ins again in Europe with Greece. I want to talk about that, and then I want to ask the other question, which is the argument that the fact that our bond market is so weak, the fact that the dollar is so weak, everybody's scared and is propping it up and will just keep propping it up because they don't want everything to come down.
Yeah, well, first of all, the dollar has been propped up recently. It's not as weak as it would be if people understood the predicament. It's because people have a false sense of confidence in the U.S. economy, and because they believe the Fed is actually going to embark on a rate hiking campaign. That's the reason for the dollar's strength, or at least relative strength, and that's what's been keeping this whole thing from collapsing. It's keeping people buying into our bond market. It's propping up our economy. It's making it possible for Americans to buy things even though we don't make them. We can run these huge trade deficits because our creditors are willing to hold our currency instead of demanding payment in actual goods.
Sure, but they're not trying to save us, though. Every time it goes down, they run in and buy it.
Well, they haven't had to recently because there's been a lot of fools. A lot of currency speculators have been buying. But, you know, currency speculators have been wrong in the past. They've overestimated the strength of the U.S. economy, and they've done it again. And I think the dollar is on the verge of a collapse. And again, that is going to be the real crisis as to why Texas or anybody else is demanding that the Federal Reserve return their gold. I think they're worried that the gold's not actually there. You know, we're getting closer and closer to a real crisis, and people around the world want to actually have their gold. Because the problem is when there is a rush back to gold and out of fiat currencies, which may not just be the dollar, but the euro, the yen, there are a lot of currencies that have problems. But I think the dollar's problem dwarfs all the others, but the other problems, currencies suffer from the same disease. But when there's a real rush back into gold, there's no gold. There's not nearly enough gold to go around.
Let's talk about that.
Prices.
Yeah. One final segment with Peter Schiff back in 3 minutes. I want to break down precious metals. It's come out. They've been artificially depressing it, just like they've been rigging the currency markets and interest rates. I mean, that's now all admitted. Where is that going? And is the rush to get physical gold out of the Federal Reserve vaults a sign of a rush to the exit?
Communist China freely allows the sale of bulletproof armor plates, while our U.S. politicians argue from banning Americans from owning body armor.
Does that sound right to you?
Arm your American body at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com, owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people. They're veterans. They're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show, you can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms, hdfirearms.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
We'll be talking to Jakari Jackson, our reporter, via video Skype, who's on the ground in Charleston, the site of the tragic events last Wednesday night at the church. They sent in the Democratic Party operatives to try to stir stuff up, and the mainly black crowd of Christian folks just said, get out of here. We're not going to have a race war like you want. So really exciting. We're going to get an update for about 10, 15 minutes with Jakari. Then all this other economic, military news we haven't gotten to, Earth Inner Six extinction phase with any species, including our own, labeled the Walking Dead. That's a major new government report out by Stanford, Princeton, and Berkeley. Is it fear-mongering, or is there something really behind it? I'll give you my take. That's all coming up. I just want to be clear about something here. Again, I didn't build this system, you didn't build it, but we've all kind of collectively been part of it. And I don't put all this news out trying to scare people. It's like if I called my neighbor because their house was on fire. I'm not scaremongering. There's flames coming out. Historically, as Ron Paul said, as Peter Schiff said, this has always gone really disastrously. And now it's gotten bigger than ever. The establishment acts like it can go on forever while they hoard gold, hoard cash, buy farmland and build bunkers and try to act like they're nobody. So I don't see them in their actions belying that they believe the confidence game they're pushing. In the 5 minutes we've got left, Europacific.net, his new book, well, it's been out for a while, it's a bestseller, The Real Crash, How to Save Yourself, Your Country, Peter D. Schiff. In closing, is this move to get the gold away from the Federal Reserve and these governments trying to hold more gold and UT buying gold and Texas winning its gold back, is that a move towards the exits, and any other points you think are important to make?
Well, you know, I think the movement started abroad. Remember, the Germans trying to get their gold, but there are a lot of other foreign central banks that are not nearly as big players as the Bundesbank, but they've been trying to repatriate their gold and get it out of the United States. So it shows that people are beginning to doubt. You know, they're beginning to question whether the emperor has any clothes, and so they're asking for their gold. And that's one of the reasons that I think individuals should ask for their gold, too. I mean, a lot of individuals, that's why we sell physical gold and recommend that people take delivery. Own your own gold, right? Do what these central banks are doing. Don't necessarily trust to have all your gold in the hands of a third party. And that includes U.S. banks. I wouldn't want to keep my gold in a safety deposit box because, you know, if they ever confiscate it, that's the first place they're going to look. So you're not going to get it out of your safety deposit box. So you need to do something to have physical ownership. But I like to spread it around the world. I have clients, we store gold in Australia, we store it in Switzerland, we store it in Singapore. I believe in diversifying where you have your gold. Have some of it, you know, with yourself, but have other gold outside the country.
That's right. It's not about making money now. It's about keeping your money.
Yeah, and if you have to leave the country one day, I mean, you might not be able to take anything with you. So it's going to be good to have that gold safely offshore so that it'll be waiting for you when you get wherever it is you're going. And, hey, by the way, I've got the website now, Europac.com. I finally bought that. So I'm not just Europac.net, but I'm Europac.com, too.
Well, fantastic. You know, I tell you, Peter, it is an amazing time to be alive. And when all this unravels, which it will, it's like you said, they're going to say, who could have seen it coming? And then I've got all those clips of Ron Paul on the House floor 7-8 years before warning. Democrats at 15 years before warning. Video you 5-6 years before warning. It's just crazy how they play dumb. And this confidence game is just scary.
Yeah, they never want to acknowledge the critics. I remember, you know, in the days right after the financial crisis of 2008, when they convened hearings in Washington to figure out why there was a crisis, you know, I was begging to be called as a witness. I've since testified twice in Congress on other matters, but I wanted to testify on that committee because I knew why we had a financial crisis, but they refused to let me talk. Instead, all they did is talk to people who blamed greedy corporations.
You're right.
And who recommended more government as the solution.
Peter Schiff, amazing. Thank you. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, you haven't really ever heard firearms manufacturers as sponsors on my syndicated radio show or the nightly news or the news website, Infowars.com, because the companies I've been approached by were not the highest quality, and they weren't as affordable as they should be, so I refused probably 30, 40 firearms manufacturers over the years. Well, then, about 6 months ago, we get contacted by Head Down Firearms, HDFirearms.com. Owned and run by a bunch of former Navy SEALs, special ops people, they're veterans, they're patriots, they're listeners of the radio show, and they want to support the broadcast. It's always about security, whether it's for yourself, your wife, your loved ones. Go to their website, hdfirearms.com. Buy right off their website, and they'll just send it to the FFL dealer of your choice. You can pick it up at the gun show. You can pick it up at the local sporting goods store. Whatever you do, get your Head Down firearm today. The spirit of 1776 lives at Head Down Firearms. hdfirearms.com.